Chapter 11. The Actions of UFOs. The fifth reason why UFOs are clearly demonic in origin is because they act like demons. It just so happens that another strange feature or characteristic of UFOs is that they typically appear to people who have some history and/or involvement in occult practices. It's like once you engage in these occult demonic practices, wonders of wonders, you just open the door for, of all things, UFO contacts to start coming in. This is exactly what these researchers are also saying.
An inordinately high percentage of the abductees have had previous experience with the occult. I remember when I was younger and into seances, necromancy, psychokinesis, and astral projection that one night I looked into the sky and saw a very bright light that moved at an extremely high rate of speed and made sudden and severe changes in direction during its flight. It moved extremely fast and accelerated out of sight as it moved high into the night sky and disappeared. I saw this with my own eyes. But it doesn't stop there. During my occult days, I also saw many other unusual manifestations, heard voices and saw things move. I could go on, but suffice it to say that I confirm the findings of those who experience UFO phenomena, and they are very often involved in the occult. This is alarming and a major warning. My conclusion is that the UFO phenomena is occultic in origin and demonically based. I do not believe there is life on other planets, and I suspect that what has been manifested is nothing more than a great deception that is slowly enveloping mankind. In fact, we know of no UFO contactee who is not basically a spiritistic medium. Jacques Vallée says, "It is the rule, rather than the exception, to find significant UFO sightings preceded or followed by other anomalies, notably of the poltergeist variety."
So, you get involved in the occult and UFOs appear. Interesting. In fact, let me give you an actual testimony of two people that I personally know who have had major encounters with UFOs. One is a lady named Christine in Oregon and who I talked with many times and personally interviewed on this issue. The other is another good friend named Bud from Arizona. I asked both of them to write down their background and here's what they shared.
Christine's cult involvement. My father, when he was in the military, got heavily involved with the occult. He said he was in a séance with some of his clan and the table started levitating, and he heard voices. They all ran out of the room and these phantom things followed. He didn't say too much more about the experience.
The weird thing is he says that a bald man sits by him at night and tells him what the kids are doing.
Then there was an Ouija board at our house from my father.
Somehow, we got hold of it and started playing with it. We would hear scratching inside the walls of the house after that, and to this day that house scares the heck out of me.
There is something there not godly. Bud's occult involvement.
Growing up, I was always fascinated about the possibility of other life out there.
I could not get enough about them.
So, while surfing the net about them and ghost hunting, etc., I ran across a video that showed you how to make them show up on demand. It worked so well, I would invite family and friends over on weekends to witness it and we would have barbecues and play with this. However, it wasn't long before I started seeing dark shadows pass over me and around the yard.
They were darker than the night, but so dark you could see them. Hard to explain, but true.
I never said anything to anyone, so they would not get scared, plus I really didn't know what I was seeing. It wasn't until a few weeks later that my second oldest daughter asked me, "Dad, what are those dark things that fly over us?"
When I heard that, I just got the chills and my eyes even started to water.
It was such a strange feeling because I guess I was hoping that maybe it was just me. So, I caught my breath and said, "So you see them also?" Then my youngest daughter said, "Dad, I see them all over the yard and in my room." And it hit me hard because she had been telling me something would bother her at night and threw her stuffed animals at her when she was sleeping and then would hold her down. I even slept on her floor one night to show her that there was nothing to be scared of. In fact, I set a video camera to prove to her that nothing happens while we're sleeping. Well, I couldn't show her that video because she was right, and I was wrong. Then one night my wife and kids took the puppies outside to let them run before bed and my daughter ran back and telling me mom said to come and look at this. When I got outside I looked up and this huge reaper-shaped thing was gliding in the air going around our house.
It looked like silk flying in the wind, but it kept circling our house. So, I walked up to about 10 feet from it, and it just stared back at me. I could not see a face, but the hood was facing right at me.
It was a windy full moon night, and when I saw it fly in front of me, I said, "God, what is that?"
We didn't talk much about it after that, and still don't today.
We no longer watch videos on ghost hunting, UFOs, or even scary movies, etc. We know who they are and what they want.
They want to mess you up because that's what demons do. So, is it really that surprising that once you start messing with the demonic occult issues, demonic practices, and demonic teachings, that it just so happens to open the door to demonic UFO activity? I don't think so. I think it's one and the same.